Cheryl?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Now,
all right.
This is not your fight, really, to be fighting.
Yeah.
This is your husband's fight.
Thank you for acknowledging that, but go ahead.
I just want to say, you know he's not a doctor, and he's not a professional.
Yes.
And oftentimes when he's talking, oftentimes when he's speaking, he is speaking not with the best information that we can get, because, you know, yeah, we could do a lot better with health stuff. So are you able to have those conversations with her?
I am able to have those conversations. And just to be clear, 90% of secretaries of HHS have not been doctors.
But they've had a science
background.
There have
been three.
Yeah.
No, to be honest.
One of Obama's secretaries of HHS was an economist.
The problem, respectfully, is that your husband is the least qualified Department of Health and Human Services head that we've had in history.
I think that's a very dangerous... Well, why is he less qualified than an economist?
He has also spread a lot of misinformation, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion. And I think it's just a very dangerous thing. I say it with the utmost respect.
Some of it's good and some of it's not. That's
point. Listen, we all have different views here.
Yes.
And when you say, you know, misinformation, disinformation, we could go back to COVID when...
He's connecting circumcision to autism.
May I finish?
Please.
When people, Fauci, people were saying when you get the vaccine, you cannot transmit COVID. It will stop COVID. And that was disinformation, misinformation.
We were also still learning about it. It was a novel virus
and
we'd never encountered before.
Right.
Because now the doctors will acknowledge that
you can't. And Dr. Fauci has a medical
degree.
But at
the time, they were censoring Bobby because Bobby said, where's the science to show us this? And there wasn't any. But people attacked him and said, you're wrong. So it's like, let's take a step back. I know that's your opinion, and that's okay.